Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nice, ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back. We at it again. Welcome, world, to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So, as always, you know, we get ready to serve it up for the people. So roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your folk. Let's do it.
Oh, man, we took a break. We took a break last week. You know, there's some people on this good. Some people on this good Sunday celebrating, so we took a break.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week was awesome. So this week I'm calling it Up, Down, Up, Play with Cash. Big shout out to Nas, man. That was that classic line off the Life is Good, I think 2012 album. But yeah, man, Up, Down, Up, Play with Cash. I'm just organizing my grinds. Yeah, man. So, you know, summer just started early for me. Like, you know, technically we're in the spring, you know what I'm saying? But this is already summer, and I'm riding this out all the way into October. So I'm just chilling, man, you know, reading my books, you know what I'm saying? Right now in rotation, I brought out the magic book. I got that back in rotation because I didn't get a chance to finish it. I'm reading Confessions of a Video Vixen, you know what I'm saying? That's just like a little guilty pleasure. I'm at the part where she started, like, messing around with Method Man and all that type stuff. So just chilling, man, ready to, you know, get into another exciting show tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got Black, you know what I'm saying? We riding shotgun, you know what I'm saying, through this Sunday. So, yeah, man, so, you know, like I said, you know, just organizing my grind, man, all in tune with this summer flavor, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Oh, that's amazing. Man, my week was litty. First of all, shout out to the top five countries tuning in, man. We forgot about that.
Yeah, so look, I'll run it down. So look, so we got the top five. So big shout out to Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? We're going from bottom to top. So big shout out to Nigeria, my homie Essay, you know, holding it down in Lagos. You know, so, you know, all my African people, you know, in the Nigeria country, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. You know, we appreciate y'all. Keep listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Number four, we got not the country, but the continent of Australia tuned in. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the Outback, Crocodile Dundee, Kangaroos, and all the stuff that goes down, you know, in Australia. You know, I know they're getting ready for the winter. We're getting ready for the summer. They're getting ready for the winter. You know what I'm saying? That's the polar opposite of us. Number three, we got India, man. Big shout out to India on the check-in, Bombay. You know what I'm saying? Just India and the many people there that, you know, that's listening to us, man. We appreciate it. Number two, Zulu Nation, a.k.a. South Africa. Big ups, man. Shaka Zulu. You know what I'm saying? We salute everybody down there in South Africa. You know what I'm saying? Johannesburg and whatnot, listening to us Americans talk this ish, these Black Americans here. You know what I'm saying? Am I an African-American or American-African? I don't know which one. And then, of course, number one, we got the home team, the United States of America, the good, the bad, the ugly. But big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, East Coast, West Coast, North, South. Yeah, man, that's it. That's the rundown, man. So shout out to everybody out there listening. You know, you are appreciated.
For shizzle, man. So I had an amazing week, man. I had people come in town, have house guests. You know me, Black going to keep some house guests. And, man, just, you know, I've been in this cruise control. That's what this week called, cruise control. Like, I've just been, you know, adding, subtracting, multiplying, you know, to get to what I want to get to, you know? Like, yeah. I'm not, you know, sometimes you're so focused on a goal that you forget to live, right? And I think for a while, man, I just forgot to live being so focused on work, building a business, not feeling like I could afford to take a break. And, like, I've really been in just, like, cruise control. Like, man, like, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nice.
Whatever's for me, for B, I haven't been running crazy on the business. I've just been chilling. As you can see, if you're on my Instagram, like, going out, you know, and I don't go out. So, to see me, like, yeah, to see me going out like that and, you know, getting dolled up like Black do, you know, that's Black that's going to get dolled up and go out, you know, just not being so embodied with spirituality and helping people on their mission to where I forget to enjoy my mission. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I've been in a zone for so long where I forgot to enjoy my mission because it's this project, it's that project, is doing this, is doing that. It's me doing all of these things because I'm only one person and this is what I signed up for. But I just really have been in cruise control and freaking loving it, man. Just loving it. Like, I've been loving it. So, you know, my week is cruise control. I haven't been overworking myself. If you watch my tarot channels, I'm here. I think I'm pushing 3 or 4 videos a week on both channels. And that's pretty dang good, you know. It's not my best, but, you know, I'm just really enjoying my life, you know, waiting on the messages to switch up, waiting to get some more, you know, just get a different vibe.
Mm. I feel that. Feel that. Yo.
That's all. That's my week, man. I'm happy. Smooth has been, you know, Smooth is okay. I guess that's his way of letting me know he okay. He's been sending me things like that to look at. And you know, I feel good knowing that he is okay. He is out
okay.
there.
Yeah. Okay, because I know you've been MIA, so he good?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
He good. He good. So whatever it is, you know, Smooth is like an alpha male. So, you know, whenever he gets over what he's going through, then he's going to be on the check-in. So preparing now, you know, my summer trips, they coming up a month away. I move around every summer. Some people be like, man, I want to travel year-round and yada, yada. And maybe I will get into that, but right now I do it up for the summers for several different reasons. But, you know, happy to, you know, hit my spots and, you know, try some new things and stuff like that. So, you know, just, you know, I'm cruise control. I'm on cruise control into the summer. That's my week, cruise control.
Well, that's what's up. So what's up with this topic, though?
Man, so somebody was talking to me, people talking, right? And I had got a couple different, like, point of views on it. Not that I even chimed in on it. I just was listening. So I said, man, let's take it to the air. You know, let's have a good topic, you know, coming back off of a week off. So is it a thing? So tonight's topic is it a thing to always be sexually connected to one, to someone you have a kid or kids with? This could mean, I'm going to go a little deep with it, because this could mean if your kid made it or even if it didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got some women out there, they, you know, the Michael Phelps of abortion, you know what I'm saying, fastest in the world. So, like, just in general, like, when you create life with somebody, that's a whole new level of connection. You know what I'm saying? Because you can love somebody, you know. You can love somebody, feel deeply for them, but never create a child. And I was hoping Smooth would come in, because I know, like, I know what you would, you know, you would want to happen, but you don't have children. I mean, you're
married,
so we're going to definitely talk about that.
Yeah. I know.
Strategic, you are. You have children.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there that's like you, you know, that's strategic. But, like, do people have this strong bond that they're forever connected, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you my answer. I'm going to give you my observation. So someone was just like, hey, man, you're going to always be connected to somebody that you have a child with, right? And then you have somebody else is like, I got children from such and such and such and such, and I don't like none of them, right? Now, going back, the man said you will always be connected to someone that you have a child with. The woman said, nah, I got children from such and such, such and such, and I don't even like them, right? And so over years of me paying attention, when a man is in love with you and you done had a child with them, whether they made it or not, or however that may go, when a man truly loves you, he's over the top with it. He will never take his energy from you because y'all have shared something so great, so, you know, and so magnified, right? Then you have the men that shut down the woman, right? And this connection is something so great as well. But when the woman feels shut out or jealous or the man moves on, that's when you get the bitter baby mamas. Hear me out, ladies. when the ladies feel pushed away, when the ladies feel as though this person doesn't want them anymore, when the ladies feel like they don't have this person as they thought they would by having a child for this person, that's when you get the bitter baby mama, right? When a man is truly in love with you, whether you have a living child or not, that's when you're going to get that overly jealous sale. So it depends on the avenue, right? And it's sad, the thing, the sadness about it is, any other culture, whether they with their child, mother, father, or not, they will, you know, do what they got to do for the child. Amicable visitation, whatever, you know. It's our people that if the situation goes left after we have a child with somebody, then there's this hate that automatically comes. And most of the time it's from what we've seen, the baby daddy, baby mama. They've taken a word and just made it so sour. I don't want a baby daddy. I want a baby mama. I'm a baby mother. I'm your child's mother. I'm your child's father. It gets so exhausted. It's crazy. But I would say it depends on how the connection goes. And it depends on if the two people have the ability to heal and grow. Right? You know, we've been on the air for 6 years now. And, you know, it was rocky at the beginning. It was rocky at the beginning. But for our need and want to come to common ground for the greater good of a shared interest, from all, you know. But there's a lot of people that don't know how to do conflict resolution. There's a lot of people that don't know how to, you know, balance things out. And not to say that we have to be sexually active or anything like that, but conflict resolution can resolve a lot of things. Conflict resolution generally is not court because the court wants to stain this man even more and put him on child support. Conflict resolution is something that you have to accomplish as a human being. That should be like grown folks 101, you know, resolving conflict. Because we got too many women that are bitter. And I'm just calling a spade. Women are bitter that men don't want this. They say, I don't want him. He was showing attention, was showing you energy, you would be all in. Or you would be like, it's nothing. You could just see your child. You know what I mean? You could just see your child. It's nothing with us. I feel like people want to have that right. People want to have that connection with somebody they have a child from to always feel like, oh, it don't even matter because I can always be here, you know? For me, it's not a thing because I feel like that's the dumbest thing in the world to be like, I'm always here. It don't matter who around them. I'm always sleep with them. How you being a lady to being a sidekick, I don't know. But, you know, in the same thing. You know, like, but I don't know. It is a thing. It's not my thing, but it's a thing. It's a thing, and it's horrible that people tend to try to control somebody else's life merely because they have a child with them. What do you think?
Wow. I mean, I think this is a deep topic. You know what I'm saying? One that should be discussed because I think it's fascinating when you really kind of break this down. So once again, a nice topic. So I want to make sure, because I think I wrote it down different from the way you said it. So tonight's topic is it a thing to be attached to someone you have kids with? Or the way you said it, is it a thing to be sexually connected to someone you have kids with? So I guess that's a two-part thing. So now I don't have kids, so I'm just coming from observations. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's very... very interesting. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the people you marry, people you have sex with, people you have kids with, you know, I think they're all kind of, you know, different in a way. You know what I'm saying? You could get lucky and it's all on the same thing or whatever. But in most cases now, just analyzing it, it seemed like, you know, it's layered. You know what I'm saying? Some people just had kids with this person they had sex with. Some people had kids with somebody they got married to. Some people never have kids. So it's a very layered topic. And then, you know, just, you know, analyzing people that, you know, that I, my family members or friends or people that I may, you know, do business with. You know what I'm saying? It's just interesting to see the different dynamics because everybody has a story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a story. Everybody comes from someplace. You know what I'm saying? They come from one of these type of situations. You know what I'm saying? But I think yes and no. I mean, yes, you know, just on the outside looking in, because you've always, because you've created that life together, you're always going to be attached to that other person. Because you created that life together. So that's a naturally yes on that part. But sexually attracted? No, I see so many people that they had kids and they were sexually attracted when they were younger. You know, that's why they had kids. Because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, like I said, if you don't know how to have sex or the sex is really good and you just having sex all the time, you having unprotected sex, pretty soon, you know, a kid is going to come out of there. You know what I'm saying? A female is going to get pregnant and that's it. If you're having just good sex all the time, that lustfulness. And so that leads me to believe, like, when it's like that, was that child just supposed to be here? You know what I'm saying? Was it like a deeper connection that these two people just had to have that lustful connection for that child to even come? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just fascinated. But I definitely, you know, I see so many of my family and friends, they had kids with somebody back in the day, but they have no sexual ties with their baby father or baby mother at all. You know what I'm saying? It's dead. You know what I'm saying? Because now they even, you know, a lot of them moved on to a new relationship or a new marriage, and they got a new family now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting, man. It's just the interesting dynamics. And then kids at different ages. You know what I'm saying? Like when you have kids, when they're young and you're raising them, and it's like a family atmosphere, and you know what I'm saying? You're just, you know, seeing them grow and, you know, nurturing these kids to have them become, you know, adults. And then you have, you know, now I'm at the age now where I can see family and friends and cousins and even my sister. Now, you know, you have adult kids. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a whole other dynamic. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just fascinated. But, yeah, I mean, I you know, I think it's like yes and no. So I think, yeah, you're definitely attached. But sexually, I don't think that's the case. I think that could get just back up fizzle out. Like that sex was there to have the kid. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why it was there, but once the kid happened, it's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know, what do you think about what I said?
That's right. It's like once you had a kid, it's over. And then people become bitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we ain't this, so we ain't going to do that. And then that's when you got the baby mama, baby daddy drama, because it's like, man, you had an agenda. Like, fall through with the agenda and calm down. Stop trying to make it seem to be or make it out to be more than what it is. That's about as simple as I can put it. Let's see. A lot of times, you know, we do the most, but again, this is why I gave the prime example of how it is when it comes to women and men. You know, either this woman is bitter because she no longer has access to this man and the way that she thought she would have access, or she's not bitter and she's just like, hey, you know, just see your child and it is what it is, I'm done. When a woman is going to the end of the road and arguing and yelling and fighting and, you know, child support, you know, blah, 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 you know, more than likely she's bitter, you know. And that's just my point of view. I was always told that if you have a child, you have to be prepared to take care of this child on your own as a woman, right? Mama's baby. You carry this child for 9 months. The man just adds, you know, he adds some sperm and you multiply his sperm. and, you know, you create, you know what I'm saying? And it's such a powerful thing, but he's just adding. And here you are, here you are multiplying and coming up with something, you know, a whole, you know, whole god or goddess, right? You have that bond for 9 or 10 months or however long you're carrying this kid. So you have to be able to, you have to keep, you have to continue to be the best version of yourself. Until, you know, you have to continue to be the best version of yourself. All right, there you go. I was going to have to do the little three-way thing. But you have to continue to be the best version of yourself when you have these children, because it's always mama's baby dad. You know, mama's baby dad is maybe. Then when you have a child and you know without a shadow of a doubt, this is this person may not be equipped mentally, spiritually, financially, whatever the case may be, to be there. That's not a reason to hate someone, right? There's not a reason to argue with someone. There's not a reason to be in conflict with someone. But you have to be sure, and you have that ultimate right to make that decision. Can you handle this by yourself, or can you not? It's a lot of people that's out here making decisions on having children based on what they feel like they're going to make somebody do. And, again, that's a lot of the issue right there, because people feel like, oh, I'm going to make this person be with me. I'm going to make this person do this. I'm going to make this person do that. And when they realize they can't make a person do what they thought they could, that's when the hate, that's when the animosity, that's when the drama, that's when the beef, all of those things come along, because you're trying to force someone to do something against their own will. And the only person that you can force to do something is you. You know what I'm saying? You can't even force yourself to get up and get a job, but you want to try to force somebody to take care of you. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. I ain't calling nobody name out. I'm just saying, you know, just in general, like, I ain't calling a, you know, woman or man. So we have to get a hold on this, because we just keep playing the white man game. There's nothing free. Child support isn't a pretty thing. I don't suggest anybody go through child support. But if you can't take care of this child on your own, don't have it. And when we get to the basics of that, we'll have happier families. You're going to either have somebody that can't get their shit right, but you understand because nobody's perfect. You got somebody that may be down, and then they're going to get right, and everything is going to be good. And you got somebody that whatever they got going on is none of your business as long as the child is cool. Man, you're not asking for something, you know, outside of, you know, outside of the line. You're not being hard, you know, on making something happen, right? So... it's a beautiful thing. I feel when people, two grown people can be grown, but make decisions. And I feel like it's all about a decision making in the beginning. But there's a lot of people that may feel as though you have to be sexually connected to a person. You know, there's a lot of people that don't care about the financial assistance as long as they're sexually connected. Oh, well, you know, they rock with me. And you know what I'm saying? You really got that. You know, some people out here barely making it, struggling, doing what they're doing. But long as they getting sex, you know, some people have babies because they so emotionally attached to the person. So, yeah, man, I feel like what do you feel like if you were to have a child and your child mother separated?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would be someone that still would want to be sexually connected to that person no matter what? No matter what?
That's a good question. I never really thought about that. You put me on the spot here. I got to really think. You know what? Having kids, I don't know, I got like a different philosophy on it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, let's talk about your philosophy. Tell the people why you don't have kids, right?
Why I don't have kids? I'm just not I'm just not, you know, at this point, I'm just not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I just got to feel it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not. You know, like I said, hashtag happily married man. But I'm just not. But if I was to have one, to answer your question, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? I guess, once again, and like I said, hashtag happily married man. So, of course, I'm in a happily married situation. But, you know, if I was to have a kid, I'm just saying an alternative universe, it's, you know, with somebody else, with my wife, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it would all depend on the person that I have kids with. Because I just think that's very interesting, the people that you actually have kids with. I don't think a lot of people really attention to that. You know what I'm saying? And I really do. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would that sync up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been fascinated by that. Like, I always said, like, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? If I was, like, a rich, 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 wealthy person, I would want to have a kid by, like, somebody from every different race, because I would just like to see myself in all different races. I mean, I think that way. You know what I'm saying? I do. And then when it comes to, like, just sexually attracted females that I'm sexually attracted to, you know, I'm so, I guess, fascinated by the female's physique that, you know, and like I said, this is a warped way of looking at things, but I've said this on many occasions, Black, and you know, you probably can remember when I said certain things, but you know what I'm saying? You know, the way a kid alters a woman's body, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, I always felt like, you know what I'm saying? But it's beautiful at the same time, but you know, it alters a female's body. So that part, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm going to still be sexually attracted to that person, you know, once they do have the kid, because now the body's different. What I was attracted to lustfully now is different. So, you know, and then.
Whoa!
Hello? We have.
And remember I was saying how selfish of a motherfucker you are?
I know.
By having
I'm not saying I'm perfect. I know I'm not. I know it's warped. I agree. I know. But if you ask me questions.
So if a woman's body changes from having your child, you may not be sexually attracted to her because her body's going to change?
In certain cases, maybe. You know, if I'm being totally honest, you know what I'm saying?
If this is something that you created, nigga, you got to go pay for her to get surgery. Like, you can't just be like, well, you were hot as hell, and I know I put the baby in you, but, bitch, your shit is sad.
I know, but that's,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
this whole surgery stuff, I'm not a big fan of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of the surgeries and all this. Yeah, so, hey, that's, you asked me a question. What was not
you can't be like that, bro. You can't do that, bro.
Saying, like, but look, let's move on to another
No, you can't jump out the hot seat with back. You ain't been in the hot seat with me in a minute,
okay,
bro. But this time,
all right,
let me tell you something. Even if we never talk about this again, let me tell you something. The reason that you don't have children is because it's a selfish. You know what I'm saying? You're being selfish, right? And that's what I was gonna say before. So you know, Mo, very, very happily married man, beautiful wife. But he takes the measures to prevent himself from having a child because you're selfish. And that's a selfish-ass comment to say, like, the things that your body going to go through having my child, I mean, and the thing is, though, you're not the only one that think like that. Now, I don't have that situation going on. Matter of fact, you know, just truth be told, something I never even said, like, after I had my last son, I was kind of self-conscious of my body. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I had, like, my stomach went back down, I had the little mommy pouch at the bottom. And, you know, my son's father had to be like, what you hide your stomach for, man? I love that shit about you. You know what I'm saying? You had my child. You know, my child did that. You know what I'm saying? He was bigging me up because I was like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the person that I was, you know what I'm saying? But that neither here nor there, woman is already self-conscious, and this is why they're self-conscious. This is why they having surgeries and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
because they know the back of their head, my body is not the same before I had Julia or Mia, whatever. You know what I'm saying? My body's not the same. And they know that. And women get self-conscious to feel like a man feels that way. And you, the man, it's like, yeah, I feel that way. Most men be like, no, 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 it's all good. You had a baby. And your ass is sitting yourself as ass there talking about, yeah, I feel that way. I don't like your body no more. Don't turn me on anymore because you had my baby and your body stretched out or your titties hang long or you got a little mommy pouch now or whatever. I seen the baby come out. How did your vagina stretch that big to let this baby out? I don't want it no more. Like, you can't be like that, bro. You just can't. That's
unnormalized, bro. But see, hold on. But you know what? In some crazy type of way, you know, if I didn't care about the way a person is going to be after that, then maybe I would just be like, that's why I said, you know, and this is like a crazy concept or whatever, like just having a kid with somebody that I don't give a shit about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to see my kid. Like, I could care less about the person, about the woman or whatever moving forward. Like,
no,
you
just change your thought process, bro. You don't have a baby with somebody that you don't give a shit about because your baby got to be in that person's care. You got to deal with this person till this child. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. But I'm still saying somebody that I think could be a good mother, but I just don't have feelings for that person like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. So I know this is. I don't want to say deep level thinking because I don't think it's deep because it's coming from me. I don't know, or because it's not.
No,
like,
bro, no.
Or because it's not conventional.
So, but then you know what? I can't even say that like my oldest son, daddy thought like that or not. You know, I got with him when I was young. You know what I'm saying? And we dated, and like the first time we slept together, we used the rubber, and the rubber bust like right when he was coming, it bust through. And that's how I ended up pregnant, right? Didn't even expect to be pregnant or nothing like that, but it was for me to be tied to him. You know, this child chose he and I as his parents. And my body snapped right back. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was big.
He was at that age.
You know, it snapped right back. No, none of that, right?
Yeah.
And we went on to be together for a long time after that. But the one that I was self-conscious was the last one. And, you know, him being who he is and having this big ego and so on and so forth, I was literally self-conscious of my body. I will not lie to you. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I got this mummy pouch, and I've always been, you know, thick with a small stomach, no stomach, you know, flat, and I don't have that anymore. And he had to big me up and say, like, man, I don't care about that. Like, if he was anybody else, no, you got my son. I don't care about that. Like, stop covering it up, you know, and he would take all the covers and throw them off the bed. Like, no, man, let me, you know what I'm saying, let me embrace that. Man, this is my son. Like, I did, you know, it was kind of like the ego shifted. Like, I did this to you.
Like, on the other side of the spectrum.
Like, it was one of those things that it kind of shifted, like, you know, I did this to you. You know what I'm saying? Me, that's who, but it helped me. You know what I'm saying? It helped me, and it takes an unselfish person to realize that a woman's body's going to change. You grew a whole freaking human.
Yeah, true.
I just think the concept of that has to change, bro. Like, you can't be like, bitch, I might not like you.
I don't know, man. That's a deep conversation. Anytime we start talking about kids and, you know, and all that, with anybody that I have a conversation with, it always turns like this, because people just always, especially people who have kids, you know, they always look at me like I'm an alien or like I'm talking some just crazy shit. So I've just kind of come to realize it, and I accept it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just had to embrace it. Like, hey, this is just a, you know, awkward conversations, but you know, it is what it is, man. It's my thought process. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and like I said, I go back to people in my family who chose to have kids, who haven't had kids. So, you know, like I said, it goes both ways. You know, everybody doesn't have children. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, or some people don't have children with the person that the people thought they would have a kid with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's life. And it's complicated. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, But I'm fascinated by it, especially like the wiser I get, and I just see the cycles of life, and I just see, like I said, different people in my, you know, in my sphere. You know what I'm saying? And I just see, you know, and it's now, like I said, the wiser, meaning older, but I like to say wiser. But it's interesting to just see the different batch of kids that people have. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, you had a kid, you know, when you were younger, you know, you had a kid, you know, your middle child and then your youngest child. You know what I'm saying? So you had three different, you know, experiences. And it's three different experiences, which is different, you know, which is interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I'm fascinated by that. Like, you know, Erykah Badu, and just to kind of, you know, I don't know, so people can just relate. You know what I'm saying? Like Erykah Badu, she fascinates me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you look at her or study her, she had a kid with DOC. You know what I'm saying? So she's, you know, for anybody out there who's in another country who's listening to Real Talk with SGMO Benz right now, Erykah Badu is an American singer, right? Soulful singer. But she's had a baby by three different rappers. You know what I'm saying? And it's just interesting. So she has a daughter by the DOC who's from Dallas, and she's from Dallas, so you can see how that kind of connected. And, you know, that's, he was down with NWA and the whole kind of like West Coast vibe. Then she's got a kid, so she's got her Texas baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Dallas, Texas. Boom. Then she got her little Georgia son, you know what I'm saying? Or no, she had the Georgia son first with Three Stacks. Andre 3000 from the legendary rap group Outkast. You know what I'm saying? And now she's got a son. And I'm wondering too, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm always fascinated by that too. Like you see how Andre 3000, right? He doesn't have his rap. He just like basically stopped rapping. Like I think the fact that he has a son now and a son is an adult, I don't think he feels that he can do the same young stuff anymore because he has an adult son now. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's part of the reason. I'm just saying, and maybe I could be completely wrong. I'm just on the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? I think that kind of changed his trajectory. You know what I'm saying? Once he had his son and his son came to age, he's like, yo, I can't be doing that like rap shit no more. I got a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like that age now. So I got to do acting or some other creative things, but just the rapping part, being that I got an adult son now, it's just not the same. So anyway, she's got a kid by him. And that's Georgia. You know what I'm saying? And then she's got a kid by Jay Electronica, who's like an underground New Orleans kind of rapper, you know, from New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? She's got a Louisiana, and that's a daughter she's got by him. So I'm just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But
he was saying wow, and then again, of course, hung up the phone as he's in the middle of his speech. But y'all gotta, you know, he got his own brain. He got his own thought process in reference to how he feel about the woman body and accepting the woman body after a child. Can't knock him. I can't knock him. That's my bro. But it's a little different, you know. But you got men out here that really feel the same way. You really have men out here that are more in tune with how the woman may or may not look after the child, that they don't want to have a child. As well as you have men that don't want to participate in the process of everything that the woman has to go through to create a child, you know. I can't do it, you know. I don't create a child if you ain't going to be around with the process. And that's so much. But I feel like a lot of people have this strong tie to their person. It just all depends on the mindset of everyone in the situation. A lot of people have a strong tie to the person that they have a child with, and it's a very strong and deep emotional tie where they feel like they have some type of possession. I want to say this, and, you know, it is what it is. I want to say that some people have a stronger tie with the person that they have a child with than the person that they marry. You know, like somebody you have a child with, that's forever. You know, either you're going to hate them for forever or you're going to, you know, get along and vibe. But some people have a stronger tie with people that they have a child from than people that they actually marry. Plus, you got this child that you got to look at for the rest of your life, and you've had this moment, and you got to figure it out, you know? But again, this is how conversation goes deep. This is how men go through changes in their adulthood, go through changes in their manhood, you know, because you keep failing, you keep creating these children, and you keep failing at, you know, getting along with people, and everybody seems to hate you, and shit, these men jump ship, and they start dealing with men. Yeah, I was saying, you know, most, some people have a deeper bond with people that they have a child with than the ones they've married.
Yeah, that I'm not surprised at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just it's a fascinating conversation. Like I said, the wiser I get, and then when you just, you know, understand people, where they come from, and then when people just tell you their stories of just like, okay, you know, if they came from a two-parent household, if they came from a one-parent household, if they was the side person's kid, if they was the, you know what I'm saying? It's so many different ways now, you know what I'm saying? It's just, especially since it's not such a talking point, and like, you know, like now as you get older or get wiser, and you can start to see the different generations of kids and how they coming up and stuff like that, it's fascinating to me. It's like a fascinating topic. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm like fascinated by it.
I don't know what these people are doing these days. These people have lost their damn mind.
Yeah, man. So you got all different types of, and then like you said, you always talk about the old phase, right? You know, meaning, you know, you said like, you know, the white man's rules and stuff like that, because we are in, you know, America, right, or the United States. So, you know, certain rules and regulations. And, like, now this whole gay marriage stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, like, kids is coming up in that type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so wow. It's like, wow. And then adopted kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole other situation. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's so many different, you know, ways and different things now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I mean, but I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? If you're ready for it, if you're not ready for it, if you have it, if you, you know, then you got the, you know, we got the situation now, abortion rights, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, women's right to choose. And that's always like a topic and stuff like that, as far as like, you know, in litigation and stuff like that, you know? So it's just, you know, it's interesting, you know? So I don't know. That's what I have on it. But, you know, once again, tonight's topic, you know, is it a thing to be attached to someone you have kids with? So now, did you answer your question? So yeah. So let me put it back on you, Black, since you have had me on the hot seat for, you know, for a segment, you know, answer your own question. So, you know, with your situations, you know what I'm saying? Do you still feel attached to your baby fathers, or sexually connected to them, or maybe it's the next sexually connected to one and not the other, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your
I feel like the oldest one, like there's a undescribed love that I have for him that can't be broken. The young, you know, the last one, I feel like, yeah, there's a deep sexual attraction still. I don't even think he'll let it go anywhere, you know, even if I wanted it to go somewhere. You know, the attraction, the attachment, though, it's not there. But you know, like, it's like if you have a child with somebody, you know that shit good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know where they're going to get the good shit from. You know, yeah, like, you know it's good. You know it's solid. You know they solid. So attachment, no. Attraction, yes.
Interesting. All right. Well, I guess you summed it up. You know what I'm saying? So so did you have any closing statements on your did you just want to lead the people?
No, you can jump right into the World Famous Chop Up. That was a good one, and I don't have nothing for the World Famous Chop Up tonight.
Wow. Oh, right. Wow. Let's see if I can hold it down. So I got 40 minutes. Wow. All right. So.
Well, I'm going to come back, right? I'm going to finish doing what I'm doing. But I do have something in reference to a little 16-year-old boy that got shot and is fighting for his life in St. Louis, Missouri. And I definitely wanted to talk about those things.
So, Black, man, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. So, look, it's 9:50. So what time can I expect Black to come back in to you chime
give
in?
Give me 10:10, and I'll be back.
10:10. Okay, that's 20 minutes. Okay. All right, without further ado, this is my favorite part of the show. So this is the world-famous chop-up. So for the people out there that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week that I just wanted to bring to the world famous chop up and just, you know, bring it to the table and let's chop it up about it. So, you know, so in the background, you know, I got the playoffs going on. So I'm going to jump right into the sports report. I'm going to break it down. You know what I'm saying? I got time to talk. So, you know, if you're a sports person, you know, definitely pull up a seat. I'm going to break down. I'm going to preview each series. And I'm cheating a little bit because, you know, the playoffs did start. So, you know, we have some winners and losers already with the game ones or whatever. But I'm still, based on where we're at right now, you know what I'm saying, I can't unsee certain things. So I'm going to give you my predictions, you know what I'm saying, so for at least the first round, all right? So shout out to the NBA. You know, it's been a great just tournament so far. You know what I'm saying? The season started off choppy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of injuries and, you know, load management and stuff like that. But I discussed this on Reasonable Doubt. So, you know, for the people out there, you know, especially the people that's in the different countries, definitely check out Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? That's the spinoff show. You know what I'm saying, from this. But Reasonable Doubt is every, we call it Twitter Tuesday, but me and my co-host over there, Kev Herc, you know, we chop it up about, you know, every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., you know, Eastern time on my Mo Benz Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? It's our Twitter space. But you can always access that by just pressing up, you know, but actually – the at is Mobins, MOBINNS. So just, you know, put that in the search, you know, at that, and then hit that follow button plugged in to Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? We go live, like I said, every Twitter Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Three topics, and we serve it up for the people. So one of the topics from last week's show was the new NBA collective bargaining agreement. So the NBA is in a great space. You know what I'm saying? Because I was pleasantly surprised that they actually got this collective bargaining agreement done, you know, just before the playoffs, because, you know, it could have been a potential lockout if it wouldn't have got signed, if it would have went into the summer, and then, you know, if it would have went past the summer, it could have been a potential strike and all this other stuff. So for the NBA and then the Players Association, so, you know, basically the owners and then the Players Association to come to an agreement and get it signed, you know, right before the playoffs, which is awesome. So before I get into my playoff preview, you know, for the people who's not hip, you know, I'm gonna give you some of the highlights of the collective bargaining agreement. You know what I'm saying? So this is good for the players until, like, I believe 2029. So it's in effect. So some of the highlights from the new agreement is now, especially, like I said, if you're a hoops fan, if you're watching the playoffs, it's the best time to watch basketball. So so now marijuana is removed from the anti-drugging testing program. So that's dope. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, we are in 2023. I always say we're in a new version of the Roaring Twenties, right? Remember, you used to hear about the Roaring Twenties, but that's the old 1920s, you know, it was Harlem and all that other stuff. But you had the Prohibition that was old school Harlem, you know, 1920s, you know, shout out to Harlem. And you had Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, Oklahoma and all that. But, you know, we all know what happened to Black Wall Street. But, you know, you had Prohibition, you know what I'm saying? Because contrary to what we are, what we know now, you know, there was a time where alcohol, have a drink, it was against the law. You know what I'm saying? So through Prohibition, that was lifted. And, you know, we've been, you know, drinking responsibly for I don't know how long. You know what I'm saying? For as long as I can remember. You know what I mean? So now it's the same thing with marijuana now. So marijuana is now treated as like having a drink. You know what I'm saying? So it's been wild to see this have, you know, since we've been on the show. You know, Black always talks about how, you know, this is like our 6th year that we've been doing this thing, real talk with SGMO Ben. Through these 6 years, I've seen the litigation of different states, you know, past, you know, legalizing marijuana. So New York, just last year or the year before, you know what I'm saying, it was legalized. And now that I'm in, you know, Brooklyn, you know, I'm seeing dispensaries pop up, man, every other it seems like almost every other block, man, now in New York City. You got, like, a smoke shop, a dispensary, and stuff like that. But anyway, so now, you know, the NBA has recognized that, you know, a lot of the players, they you know, they smoke. They deal with injuries that way. You know, mental health is always a big-time thing, so anxiety and stuff like that. So now, you know, I guess the same way people say, you know, drink responsibly, now smoke responsibly. So marijuana is removed from the anti-drug testing program. So now, you know, to the NBA athletes, you know, just don't come to the game high, man. Just at least have some respect for that, man, or, you know, just be able to maintain. So that's one thing. Now, another situation that I think is awesome is, you know, there's an 82-game season with the NBA, so it's 82 games, right? So now, for a player to receive, like, the MVP, you know, that's a hot topic. I think Joel Embiid should be winning it in the next couple of days. But, you know, of course, you know, him, Giannis, and of course, Jokic. Jokic has won it the last 2 seasons. So that's been a big topic as far as, you know, sports conversations, who's going to win this year's MVP. So I think Giannis will win it. But, you know, to be able to win the MVP, to be able to be selected to the All-NBA first team or the All-NBA second team or the All-NBA third team or Rookie of the Year or Defensive Player of the Year or Sixth Man of the Year, Most Improved Player of the Year, you have to have a 65-game minimum. So that's great, man. So, you know, no more load management, no more just taking games off. If you want to qualify for these rewards. And these, a lot of these rewards that I just mentioned are tied into these players' contracts. So for them to get these certain bonuses and stuff like that, you know, you want to make sure that you make a, you know, that you are NBA first team or second team or third team, or, you know, you get one of these achievements because that's a nice bonus for you. And, you know, that NBA money is different. So, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's great. You know what I'm saying? So now you're going to see people, you know, just taking the game a little bit more seriously now. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's great for the consumer because, you know, if you taking your son to a game or your daughter to a game or your kids to a game, you want to make sure the stars is there. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure, all right, you know, we're going to the NBA game tonight. I want to, and this person's playing, this team's playing this team. I want to make sure that it's going to be a good game with the stars playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a day. When I was in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying, I went to the Cavs versus the Chicago Bulls. You know, I've seen the Chicago Bulls play with MJ like twice, you know, in my youth. You know what I'm saying? So if I was to go to that game and Michael Jordan wasn't playing, I would have been pissed off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm glad they had that now. So that's going to be dope. And then and then lastly, start next year, you know, we just had the play-in tournament. Shout out to the Lakers for getting in, the T-Wolves on the West, and then shout out to ATL, you know what I'm saying, the Hawks, and the Miami Heat for getting in on the East. You know what I'm saying? A play-in tournament, you know, that's been in effect for like the last, what, 3-4 years now? And that's a hit. And so now it's going to be an in-season tournament, you know what I'm saying, starting next season. So I'm intrigued to see how that's going to, you know, shape up. And I think this in-season tournament is going to be like the beginnings of NBA basketball kind of taking a page from the way soccer does things. Now, I'm not the big soccer fan. I'm not like that. But, you know, if you keep up with soccer or something like that, you know, they got different leagues. They got Champions Leagues, and they got this, and they got that. And with that, they're able to, you know, the teams are able to play in these different leagues and different tournaments. So I think the NBA is kind of like, you know, kind of embracing that. And pretty soon, you know, you might kind of see some more of that soccer-style play in the NBA, you know, with different teams. Now they might, you know, bring in like a world team to compete in the in-season tournament or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think it's interesting the way they're doing things. And I think this could be, you know, Adam Silver's David Stern, you know, so moment. So, you know, for the people out there, Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. David Stern was the commissioner, you know, back in the day, the 80s, 90s, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he took the NBA to a new level, and now Adam Silver's looking to do the same thing. So, you know, that is the collective bargaining agreement. So now, as promised, you know, saying, let me break down the playoff preview, and I'm going to tell you my predictions for the winners and the losers. Okay, so let's see here. I'm going to start. The West is just going to be dope, so I'm going to probably talk a lot about the West. So let's go to the East first. So I'm going to talk about and then I'll switch it to the West.
Okay, so while we're waiting on him to come back and get all of that stuff together, let me talk about this, right? And it's sad because, you know, it's like when we don't hear nothing in the news and everything is going smooth, and then it just seems like these demons, they wake up and it shakes the earth. Now, mind you, when I say demons, I'm not talking about a specific color, religion, or anything like that. Okay, we don't have the veil. The veil does not exist. It's not thin. It's not thinning. The veil does not exist. And this is why we see things right in our face where it's kind of like, you know, dang, they really did that? Yeah, they really did that. They really did that, right? And so when it all boils down to it, in St. Louis, Missouri, there was a 16-year-old boy. He was driving. He was going to pick up his little brothers and sisters. Instead of him going to Terrace, he went to Street. Or instead of him going to Street, he went to Terrace. However this may go, it was the same numeric portion of the address, but I think one, he was supposed to go to Terrace, but he ended up at Street, right? And it was a white man that answered the door, a demon. Whatever you want to call it, saltine, you know, whatever you want to call it. He didn't want the black boy on his property. Whatever may have ensued, because it couldn't have been nothing. The boy is 16. You look at his pictures. He's not a thug. He's none of that. He's 16, played in the band at school. The white demon shot him through the glass door. And then when he was laying on the ground bleeding, the demon then went outside and shot him again. Shot him again, second time. While he's on the ground, defenseless with no gun. Now, mind you, the state attorney said that they didn't have any recommendation for charges, right? And we are in St. Louis, Missouri, where look what had to be done in reference to George Floyd. Whether George Floyd was wrong or right, it had to go to that level in order to get some type of response and hold somebody accountable for what's happening, right? And, of course, since then, there's a lot of things that came out in reference to George Floyd. But you can't do upheaval, okay? The United States cannot stand to have upheaval in the United States as well as upheaval, you know, Korea just shot a Mitchell towards Japan and, you know, Japan's area, and the United States is, you know, end with Japan, and then, you know, they end with these other racist bastards, Ukraine, and you know, so they end with Russia. You know, they are to Russia. They can't stand to have beef in the United States with the people in the United States. The one thing that you see these demons doing is creating robots and putting robots out on the street, and ultimately it's going to end up backfiring on them. They're putting robots on the street now to patrol the streets, to assist them, you know, with, you know, activities on the streets and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before that backfires, and, you know, they are trying to write something in legislation where you can't sue them if something they put out here malfunctions, and, you know, that's not going to really fly. So, you know, until this case got national attention, you didn't hear anything about it. And I'm grateful to all of the people that have a platform. See, let me say this. I'm grateful to all the people that have a platform that is bringing awareness to situations like this, because you wouldn't hear that. You also have three little black girls that were killed, and months you didn't hear anything about it. It's just now making headlines. It's just now making segue of the three little black girls that were killed. Like, none of these stories are making headway because they're keeping everybody involved with shit that we don't give a fuck about. They're keeping everybody, you know, involved in the money and the currency, that they're not talking about all of these situations that's happening, in which, you know, they very well suspect that a white demon, you know, played a role in the three black girls getting killed. Just as the 16-year-old black boy is fighting for his life at the hands of a white demon, you know, here. And it's just crazy. We have enough issues here with our own people. You know, there was a situation in Detroit where, you know, people ordered pizza, and the pizza man delivered the pizza to the wrong address. And instead of them saying, hey, this is the wrong address, they took the pizza, they ate the pizza, and when they ate the pizza, you know, people lost their lives because there was an argument and then a gunfight after that. You know, you got a 16-year-old in Birmingham having a party, and, you know, it's 14 or 16 having a party in Birmingham, Alabama, and, you know, there was a shootout and deadly shooting in reference to that. So it's like the upheaval has to happen. You know, unfortunately, the upheaval has to happen because they are too engulfed in talking about money situations and so on and so forth. They're trying to take our attention off this TikTok ban that they're trying to do. But when they ban TikTok, ultimately they're trying to take free speech away from you, where you can't say this, you can't say that, because too many people are enlightening others. So they get you used to the platforms, and then now they try to, you know, take you and silence you. But I feel like the movement has been so great, I really want to see what's going to happen. Like, you know, the first step was when they silenced everybody here about talking down on the war in Ukraine, and it was able to be passed, right? And everybody jumped on board. Okay, let's silence them about Ukraine. Honestly, most Americans are not okay with what's happening, you know, in America versus Ukraine. We are not okay with the Ukrainians coming over here. We're not okay with them being able to take our Social Security money. And the reason that you guys don't hear us verbalizing this is because they have a lot of restrictions in place, especially YouTube and the major platforms, that you can't speak out on it, or they're going to shadow ban you, or they're going to take your video down, and so on and so forth. But there's a lot of people in the USA that stands with Russia, right? When you see certain negative things and certain things online, you may feel like, oh, man, the USA must really despise of Russia. You know, Russia doesn't have anything in reference to that. And the basketball player that went over there, you should have known they lost if you're going over there playing their game.
But she just was, you know, you was caught. You was a pawn in their game. They needed somebody out. They got him out. And they used the black, you know, gay girl to get them out, right? We don't have beef with Russia, right? The Americans, you know what I'm saying? The American demons have beef with Russia. We don't have beef with each other and how they want us to have beef with each other. The thing is that the white violence in America is not broadcast. And so when you hear about us, black people, you know, going through it, you know, on warrior shit, right, because we are warriors, you hear about that all the time. And then the white folks, you don't hear about it. But you got these white teachers sleeping with underage children and getting caught at an alarming rate and getting a slap on the wrist and being able to go and live their normal life. There's absolutely nothing wrong. You know, like this is the thing that's happening in the United States, and this is why we are jumping ship. You have people leaving America at such an alarming rate that they're trying to gain some type of control. They won't even allow you to relinquish your United States citizenship. Like, it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? A way around that is to go get two citizenships somewhere else and let the United States be the one that you give up. But a lot of people are giving up their citizenship to the United States, where they feel like this place is the land of the free, and it's not, right? And you got so many people that want to leave, and now they're awakening to the fact that this is a work meal. This entire country is a work meal. And people are gaining their freedom here, and they're making money on their own. And so now the demons that are put in place to run this country for the small ones up above, small-minded ones up above, they are trying to stop, you know, social media from paying people. Like, this is where they are. Like, people aren't going to work. Too many people are making millions of dollars. We want to stop that. But this is Democrats, right? This is the naive black people that keep putting the Democrats in office. This is where we stand, you know, that they want – America can't run unless people are going to work on jobs. And the people that want to work on these jobs are the people from coming from other countries, because the people that are here already know we don't want to work on these people's jobs. You know, the best thing to do is keep your job, work your job until you can get out and do what you got to do. And when they know that's what you're trying to do, it just seems as though you would think that you're one little piece of the pie, and they're not focused on you, and they don't care about you, and they're not going to stop your money. You know, they're going to keep you on a wheel. But it's like it goes down to the simplest thing. Like, you know, these white folks over here will just do anything. Even if you think you don't matter, you matter to them. Anybody that's trying to get out of the job field, like, it's like they're trying to attack you in one way or another. So you really have to move silently. I'm happy and honored to be, you know, in the position that I am and getting ready to leave out of the job market myself. I was trying to leave prematurely, but I really had to go through every season. You know what I'm saying? Every season of how it would look like if I wasn't working. How would I maintain? How would I be? How would this happen? How would I make this happen? You know, you have to go through all of those seasons to really adapt and know how to maintain with walking away from the solid income, you know. But, you know, the jobs here, they don't pay you much. They pay you enough to live, and the inflation is crazy. So getting dual citizenship is important, because, you know, it's like we're not doing enough as a people, as a whole, as a black people, for our people. And the people that do stand up, they try to make you look stupid. Even though they're going to go back and charge these people one way or another, they try to make you look stupid when all eyes are on you, to not give you the results of the justice that you're fighting for, right? But the only thing that's doing is saying, for them, they're like, you can fight all you want to, it's not going to happen. But to me, it looks like, okay, so when are y'all going to be done marching? You know what I'm saying? When are you going to be done marching? When are you going to be done talking? When are you going to just jump out there and say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not playing your game no more. We're going to play it how we play it, you know?
George Floyd was some of the best results that we could have ever gotten. George Floyd was what it should look like. And then, you know, they say, oh, you know, you're hooligans and you're doing this, you're doing that, but you're not saying anything to the white demons that kill our people. And so I would rather them call us hooligans and whatever else what they want to call us, but I'd rather stand up and be the warrior against the oppressor than being a warrior against each other. Enough is enough. The veil has been removed. It doesn't exist. It's happening right in our eyes, all over the world. You know, being fake mad is what they call it. You know, everybody being fake mad. Everybody, you know, you concerned about something for 2 days, and then, whew, you're no longer concerned about it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So until we stand up and really fight, I'm not laughing at this. I am so laughing at something else. This is crazy. Until we stand up and fight for what we got to fight for, man, we're gonna be in for a ruin, man. I think I told you guys before, about a month or so ago. I told you guys about a month or so ago how I was on this website, and I'm like, why am I on this website? For the life of me, I didn't know why I was on this website. For the life of me. And I'm just searching the spirit said, get a generator. And I'm like, get a generator? What do I need with a generator? And it was just, you know, there was nothing else to be said. And I reality kicked in, and I said, when spirit told me to prepare myself, I prepared myself, not knowing why spirit told me to prepare myself, and COVID hit, right? When COVID hit, I didn't have to do anything. I was stocked up on everything that I absolutely needed. I actually went and just because to be on the safe side, I purchased a backup deep freezer because I would put stuff in there and it would be packed, and then the freezer that I had was extremely small at the time. So I brought a backup deep freezer. That's it. I had everything that we needed in this house, and then, you know, COVID hit, and it was something that we didn't expect. Listen, these demons are fighting. They're fighting harder than we even know. And we feel as though nothing is going wrong because they're bluffing. They have a poker face on. But they're losing this battle. You know what I'm saying? The enlightenment is getting great. The melanated people are starting to realize that they are Easter beings, that they are gods, that they are the only gods and goddesses that walk this earth. And with that being said, it's more so, we're more so along the lines of, like, we're coming to the spiritual warfare. Do you really think the United States can withstand going through any type of war with Korea and Russia at the same time? I mean, when we think about this, let's be realistic. We cannot withstand to go to odds with both of them at the same time. We can't stand to go to odds with Russia, okay? We can't stand to go to odds with Russia. Russia just took out all of our gas lines on the East Coast. Like from the south going up a great deal. Russia took out all of the gas lines. And guess what they said? Well, I don't know what happened, and we're going to try to work on it and get it fixed. And this is all since the Democrat has been in office. We didn't have gas for days. Immediately what happened, but we already knew because it was already tension with Russia. Russia is no joke. So they're fighting Ukraine the way that they fight Ukraine because they don't have to go all in. But they really have a lot of power. So I just want my people to be prepared and be ready. I think we're taking the frustration that we have out in the wrong direction. You know, we are not our own enemies. You know, we got some oppressors out here that's just constantly doing things to us to, you know, break us down, to diminish, you know, us because they are diminishing. that's really what I had to say. Mo had hung up the phone, but, you know, we gotta do better at what's happening, you know. So what I can tell you is, in the United States, make sure you're stocked up on food. Make sure you're stocked up on non-perishable items. Make sure you have a generator. Make sure you have a nice-sized gas can. Make sure your car is always on full. And make sure that you have everything in your house that you need. So if ever you have to barricade yourself in the house, be ready. You know, again, I wasn't ready. I didn't know COVID was hitting, and it hit, and it just threw us left. So right now, of course, they indicted Trump, but that didn't mean anything because I think, was that Bill Clinton? You know, he got indicted, and he was still president. And like Trump said, like, no matter what they bring at me, I'm still going to run for president. Like, no matter how you try to make Trump look, Trump was 1,000 times better than Biden. Like, just 1,000 times better than Biden. The idiot that's in the office now. So, you know, Trump still has his supporters, even on a larger scale than he had supporters before, you know. And I believe that there's going to be some type of upheaval in America to stop, of course, people from voting, but also to possibly even stop the entire election altogether. So just make sure that you're ready. Make sure that you're good, you know, that you don't have any problems in your household. Make sure your children are straight and you're ready for whatever it is that they got coming to you. A lot of these jobs are trying to go back towards no longer working from home and wanting you to go into the office because they're not getting the credits if you're not in the office. Like, it's a whole mind game. But I tell and I urge people, work at home as much as you can. And if this is an amazing job, wants you to go in the office, I urge you to apply for another job and do what you got to do to work from home. They feel as though people have too much time to work on their own projects and to do things working from home. And I'm not sure how you're so productive and still working on your own projects, et cetera, but I say do remote work right now and focus on whatever it is that you need to focus on for yourself. And get in line, man, because crazy. And if you're not here in America, I don't suggest you come here to America. America is not what they're talking about. And of course, people like myself, we all have passports and are looking around. There are some that have not left. There are some that have not left because we're deciding where we're going. And there's plenty that have left here. So, you know, if y'all want to come take over here, you will realize that your life is far greater where you are. Yeah, there's more opportunities as far as, like, different items and things like that to buy, but it costs so much that when you're here, you're just a hamster on the wheel, and there's nothing being done in reference to the crime. Yeah, they may be trying to do something on black-on-black crime, but they're not doing nothing on white-on-black crime. You know, it's just a big racist ball. That's all that we got out here. Just a big racist, just conglomerate of bullshit. All right, so let me see. What else? Ralph Yarl is the 16-year-old boy. He does have a GoFundMe up. Make sure that it's the official GoFundMe. They're trying to raise $500,000 for the GoFundMe. I do know about 4 hours ago. About 4 hours ago, the GoFundMe was at $83,000. They're trying to raise $500,000. They did say that the guy was in release pending investigation. It was private property, but of course, you know, we got to see how this goes. The little kid, he was a technology student. He was in the Technology Student Association and Science Olympia team. jazz and competition band. He was a section leader. Like, this guy, this little kid was amazing. It's absolutely crazy. You never know what the hell is going on. I don't even want to talk about gossip this week because it's just, it's been such a crazy weekend. Crazy things going on. Ex-NBA star, Sean Kemp, somebody stole a cell phone. I mean, man is in Washington State. Somebody stole his cell phone from him. And he went to go meet him, but again, as a Negro, he texted before he went to meet the guy and said he was going to shoot the guy, and of course he shot the guy. So he's been charged with first-degree assault over a stolen cell phone. Everybody wants clout. I feel like that's a form of depression that people are going through. Everybody want to be seen a certain way or in a certain light. And one more crazy story that happened here, right here in Georgia. Absolutely crazy. There's a kid. Well, he was a man, but he had mental issues. His name was LaShawn Thompson. Yeah, I want to make sure I call his name. He was in the Fulton County jail since June of 2022. Since June of 2022. On a misdemeanor awaiting trial. These are the ones that get lost in the sauce. The guy, he had been placed in the psychiatric wing because they determined he was mentally ill. So because he was mentally ill, they just left him in the jail. Since June 2022 for a misdemeanor. I just can't help but say this over and over. And the man alive in his cell by bed bugs and insects. Yeah, you heard me. He was eaten alive in his cell by bed bugs and insects right here in the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia, holding in jail for a misdemeanor charge since June 2022. If you don't know that they making money just off your head, being in these jailhouses, like, the veil has lifted. The veil doesn't exist. And you're seeing the craziest stories like this about America, man. And I just say, you know, more people need to jump ship. More people need to find their way out. More people need to, you know, figure it out. And I say to all the people around the world, when you think that Americans have all of this money, and it's a scheme, and, you know, let's get over. Man, help these people. When these Americans come to you and they're trying to start over, help them start over, because the one thing they do have is the hustle, and you never know who you're going to be able to bless. But there's so many people that's trying to get out of America that cannot get out of America because they don't have the money, because they work their ass off, and they have to put it right back into bills. So just help your people get out if they're trying to get out. Supreme gratitude for tuning in. Ashe.